Blog Talk Radio.
It's fine. I guess not.
Sorry, see a bad bitch. Yeah, all about the dough, get the bag, bitch. Yeah, yeah. The type to make a mad bitch. Yeah.
This was was this better in the first part?
The second part?
Yeah.
Well, the first part was all about Sydney. Sydney was taking over the whole show. Like, she kind of was trying to be the center of attention, and she was the center of attention. This got to focus a little bit more on everybody else. What I want to know is, why was Megan there? What was she there for?
I don't know. Hold on. Let's hit that Charlie Murphy laugh.
Like,
yeah, I don't know why Megan was there, yo. Seriously.
For some reason, she showed up at the union like, or something. Like,
yo, they definitely put her on there like she was part of the cast. And she clearly was only a part of what?
5 seconds of the show, basically, for her and Natalie to make up.
That was... They were just desperate for drama. That's what they were. They were desperate for drama. They didn't put the right mix of girls.
No, they didn't.
They didn't.
And she barely even said anything at the reunion.
She didn't even say anything. Like, what they were trying to do was manufacture drama.
Yeah.
With Sydney Starr
and
Sydney,
Judy.
It was just so corny.
Actually, Janelle said it at one point. She's like, you know what? I'm tired of this fake drama. Like, y'all two are friends. At the end of the night, you guys slept in the same bed together. Like, enough with this fake drama. Do you think that was manufactured drama for the show? Or do you think
Absolutely.
They really didn't like each other?
No. I feel like Judy kind of probably felt a type of way about shit. But I don't know what's up with Sydney Starr, man.
I mean, Sydney was kind of nasty. There's times where Judy was trying to, like, be nicer and make friends, and Sydney was just like, no.
Wait, is this supposed
it.
To be up?
No, that's Bluetooth. I think we had something by Bluetooth.
All right. Yeah, yeah. So, all right, let's get into it.
So it starts out with Christina and Natalie. They're talking about why Christina and Natalie were fighting. Christina posted something on Instagram or whatever it was, talking about Natalie, how she sells her pussy in Dubai, and all this stuff. And then Natalie got mad, stormed off the stage.
Because she thinks, yeah, go ahead.
Talking about, this is billionaire pussy. She's like, play the rest of the audio clip.
She said something about my daughter.
And the only thing she said was what? That
your daughter won't look up to you.
Yeah, she'll have nobody to look up to in the future or something like that. Like, it wasn't that bad.
No. It wasn't. It was corny. It was an excuse for Natalie.
To change the topic.
Natalie was trying to switch the topic. Natalie was mad that she said that she sells pussy in Africa.
Yeah.
That's what it was about.
Yeah.
That's what it was about. Like, she was mad. That's why she walked off the stage, and Christina got under her skin with that one. Like,
yeah.
Yo, you sell puss in Dubai. I think Dubai's in Africa,
like,
isn't
no,
where's
no,
Dubai at?
It's actually a country, Dubai, I think.
What part?
Oh.
What part of the country? I mean, what part of the world is that in? I assumed it was in Africa. When I looked at that video, it looked like some African Negroes. Like, I didn't know what the
And then Tamar's like, where are you coming up with this rumor from? And then that's a seven step in. Like, you can Google it.
Google it.
She's like, Natalie bent over some Nigerian men.
That's why I thought it was Nigeria. That's why I said Africa. Because she said she was bending over Nigerian men. Like, yeah. Is this the applause right here?
Yes.
Let's applaud. It's a seven, right?
Yeah.
Let's applaud seven right now. Oh shit! Sorry, seven.
Wrong one. Yellow. All
right. Shit.
Turn the volume down on
it. All right. So, she just. All right. Did you find where it is at? Did you find where Dubai is?
It says Arab. It's in
Arabian.
Yeah, the most popular city in the United Arab.
Okay, so she's selling pussy in an Arab country.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen. Arabian ass. Like, okay. Let's get back to that. Let's applaud
middle
seven.
Bush.
Sewing that bush in the Middle East.
Middle East bush.
So that bush in the Middle East.
Middle Eastern tush.
I mean, listen, if she wants to sew ass, that's on her. Like,
that's
on her.
Back, like, I don't care what you do with your pussy. I don't care what you do with your pussy. Because she's trying to make it seem like.
Yeah.
Like,
why are you worried about what I'm doing with my puss?
Yeah, what I do with mine.
Why are you worried about what I'm doing with my bush? Push bush.
But then they're like basically trying to make up. Like, they kind of forgot about the whole fact of why Christina went on and did this whole video is because Natalie called her boyfriend. Now, we don't know what was said or anything like that, but we know that Natalie called her boyfriend.
Called her boyfriend and was hating or something. It wasn't good. So that's why she said anything about her daughter not looking up to her.
And the whole thing was, like, overshadowed.
Overlooked. And then you got corny ass. Hold up. I still want to give a shout out or applaud seven for, like, yo, she's so cool, calm, and collected, man. Like, she really is. Like, I just don't get how that was just completely overlooked.
Right.
Like, they're focusing on what they want to focus on.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying, she's like, yo, I apologize. Why is she apologizing for mentioning, hey, your daughter won't have nobody to look up to if you keep selling bush in the Middle East? But the reason she did it was because that she
called her boyfriend
on some bullshit.
Yes.
That's what they were talking about, a woman code violation or something. That's what they were saying in
the season.
Yeah, because Natalie called Christina's boyfriend.
And we still don't know what was said.
Why would you do that?
They're not friends enough to where you should be picking up the phone and calling my man.
Exactly.
But that kind of got overshadowed because Jason Lee was in the background, like, trying to instigate, trying
bullshit.
To get them to fight. Like,
I
don't care. If somebody talked about my family, I wouldn't let it go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't forgive them, like...
Yeah,
and
like,
then it kind of got turned around to the whole kid, her talking about the kid, and just forgot about the whole reason why she
that Natalie called her boyfriend, and that's why she said, "I'm gonna beat your ass, and if you ever call my boyfriend again."
Natalie instigated, and Christina retaliated.
And then now all of a sudden, Natalie's the victim.
Yeah.
And Jason Lee's corny ass, yo, Jason Lee, dog. I watch your show. I watch Hollywood Unlocked. I watched that shit.
You're corny,
but bro.
Here.
You were super corny, in the reunion, bro.
Just super corny, like
super corny.
Trying to instigate unnecessary fights.
You want
to
instigate females fighting, dog?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, that was the only reason why he was there. Was
why?
To see some girls fighting.
Everybody's down. Don't get me wrong. I'm down for some ruckus and rumble and tumble shit, but to sit there and you're scared that it's going to happen. You're instigating it. You hop up out of the couch, off the couch, and run to the other side of the stage when Christina approaches Natalie on some weird shit, bro. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? And then let's shout out, what's her name? The chick, Braxton?
Tamar Braxton.
Tamar. Let's shout out her, man. She was trying to keep the peace, man.
Yeah,
she was just trying to get...
Yeah, she just apologized. This is, redemption.
God.
They're not fighting. This is redemption.
God, yo, like, why is Jason Lee so thirsty for these women to fight?
I know.
What a joke, man. What a joke.
I think that's the only reason why he agreed to host a reunion.
So he can instigate a fight?
Yeah.
Like,
because first he tried to get the whole world turned against Judy on the...
Yeah, talking about she's transgender, transphobic. Like... What are you talking
and
about,
when
bro?
When that didn't work, when nobody jumped on his agenda there, then he's trying to get Natalie and Christina to fight.
Yeah. Like, nobody jumped on his agenda with it because it was stupid, okay? Like, listen, Sydney Starr is we all, all right, let's not deny it. All right, she can say that she's a woman, but let's keep it real, all right? He was born a man, okay?
He still has
his jewels. He can have you can have the fattest ass in the world. You can have the biggest titties in the world. You can get your lips done, your face done, whatever you want to get done. But there's no reason for anyone with a penis to be fighting someone with a vagina.
Right.
If you, I don't care if you call yourself a woman or not. Like, you should not be putting your hands on someone that has a vagina. Period. So that's what Judy was trying to get across. Like, you still have a penis.
Like, you're not going to touch me.
Keep your hands off of me. We can argue. You can say everything you want. This is where Judy dropped the mic on him to me. When this guy, still with his agenda, talking that stupid shit, saying, why are you so transphobic and all this other stupid shit?
Yeah.
And then Judy was like, listen, what's his name?
Jason Lee?
No.
Sydney Stubbs.
Oh, yeah. Sydney can say, call, what's her name?
Biological women.
Yeah, not biological. What's her name? The chick.
Judy?
No, the other chick. The one sitting next to Judy.
Janelle.
She can call Janelle
a transgender,
but it's not okay.
Like man and all this
but
stuff.
It's not okay for Judy to call Sydney a man.
Right. When she really is.
And when she really is. And she's really not.
Yeah.
You're picking on...
Bullying.
You're calling a biological woman transgender, making fun of her. Making fun of her. Saying that she's a biological woman, you're calling her a transgender, trying to make fun of her.
When you're really a man.
When you're really a man, and you get mad when somebody calls you a man. What is that? That makes no sense whatsoever. Come on.
Nah.
You still have your shit, your man parts.
And
but you want to be called a woman, but you have the guts and the nerve to call an actual born woman a transgender, but you're making fun of her.
Saying she looks like a man. Basically.
Trying to say she looks like a man.
Yeah.
Basically. That's what I get from it. But get mad, have the gall to get mad when somebody calls you a man, and you really are. Like, come on, dog. Stop it, man. Like, Sydney, you were entertaining, but you got to calm down, bro. Like,
you get to the point where it's a little too much. Like,
it was just ridiculous.
Like, oh, my God. Again, more Sydney drama? More.
Like, stop it, dog. Like, stop it, Sydney. Sydney.
She was.
If you want somebody to respect you as a woman, act like one.
Right.
And don't pick on people and call other people names, but when people call you exactly what you really are, you can't take it. Stop it. Stop it. This ain't no trans hate. You can be whatever you want to be, but don't try to make fun of somebody that doesn't want to be called that.
Because you don't like the way they look.
Because you think that, I don't know what it is. I don't know why Sydney Starr talks about Janelle like that.
I don't know why, what her beef is.
I don't know what the whole charades is with her and Judy. But listen, I'm trying to call you a female, but you got some real
mannish qualities. You're acting like a man.
You know, acting like a bully, like a bully, man, a bully. Stop bullying people. Stop acting like.
Shut up and sit down.
Just be a lady. Stop being thirsty for like.
Attention.
This chick walked off twice because of Sydney.
Tamar,
yeah, twice.
Because when Jason was trying to instigate the drama, well, Megan said at one point, because she was like, oh, you know, people aren't being real. She's like, all of a sudden people were talking all this tough stuff, but now all of a sudden we get out here and people aren't really pretending they're not being who they said they were before. And then it almost seemed like.
They're not talking that tough shit they were talking behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That's basically what Megan was saying.
And Jason's like, well, who are we talking about?
Yeah.
Who are you referring to?
Yeah.
And that's when Tamar's like, yeah, this is why black women have such a bad name, because you're trying to sit here and say that these girls should be fighting. Like, we can't have a normal conversation.
But she should have said that to Jason. Jason was the one who was trying to instigate a fight the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time.
And that's,
wasn't interested in peace and love and happiness and equality. And
he switched it to like, oh, well, we don't want to know who has the drama so they can fight. We want to know who so they can put it on the table and you know,
no,
talk about it.
No. He wanted people to fight.
He wanted that
He wanted Christina to fight. He wanted Megan to talk.
Christina said this, and Judy said she was going to do that.
Yep.
And this is
that's what he wanted.
Do this.
He wanted to, he wanted it to get messy.
Yes.
He wanted it to get messy for what though? Come on, bro. Like, stop it, dog. Like, stop it. I don't know who was worse.
Him or Sydney?
Yeah, Sydney or Jason.
Probably Sydney. But Sydney calmed down in the second one.
Yeah. Jason was the worst in the second one.
Yeah. She was like really
Sydney was the worst in the first. And Jason was the mess in the second. Like, he embarrassed himself.
Yeah.
Like, he embarrassed himself. He was so thirsty for violence. That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
He was so thirsty for violence. And let's applaud Tamar Braxton. Like, she was the voice of reason and calming shit down.
It together, actually.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's the one that initiated Judy and Sydney making up and
And Christina and Natalie. Yeah, like, Jason Lee was so thirsty for violence with these women fighting. He had a boner on the stage. Like,
yeah.
He couldn't stand watching all this kumbaya shit.
And Tamar actually did her job as a co-host.
Yeah, she did. Let's applaud her again, man. Like, she saved the show.
She did.
To me.
She got out sick. A lot of people got to talk about the issues of the problems that they had,
uh-huh.
and they got to make peace and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one thing that they did say towards the end, Tanisha and Natalie both admitted that the show didn't come out
the way they wanted.
Came out like a mess.
Yeah,
this is not the way they wanted it to be. Tanisha kind of said that she's never been an executive producer before, and even though she's an executive producer, she still had people that she had to answer to. So, like, it was hard trying to get stuff to turn out the way they wanted it to.
That's because they had no agenda, but they're on to something. Regardless if it came out the way you wanted it to, but they're on to something, and I am applauding Tanisha and the rest of the girls for doing the show because they are on to something. F Oxygen and that network.
Yeah.
Let's applaud that you guys did it yourselves.
You went and got a producer.
You got the crew. You're on to something. Don't give up. I don't care about Sarah and messing whatever happened with that. You're on to something. You got something. You got something.
You move on.
Let's applaud them. They are on to something. Like, I don't care. Like, all right, let's fix the reunion. Let's not have messy ass Jason Lee doing the reunion, man.
Yeah.
Like, he just too thirsty for violence. Like, why? And then let's get rid of Sydney Starr.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of
Bring in some new cast.
Let's bring in some new people. Let's use all the bad girls. Okay.
Well, let's not remake these and carry these girls over into season two.
Let's not make certain people bad girls because they're not. Listen, take. Girls that were bad girls.
Well,
Bad Girls Club. Take girls from the Bad Girls Club. Don't take
They're doing for season two. They're not taking, bringing outside people from like Love and Hip Hop and shit.
Bring nobody from Love and Hip Hop. Just saw, like, I don't know where Sydney Starr's from. Where's Sydney Starr from?
Love and Hip Hop.
That's what makes that. Did it make it right?
But that's what you're talking about, bringing Lyrica and Alexis Scott from Love and Hip Hop.
No.
And put them in the house and calling them daddies.
No. And I think Natalie needs to come off the show.
I agree. And Tanisha.
Tanisha should have never been on the show.
If they're going to be
If Tanisha's going to be an executive producer, she needs to sit in the background.
Yeah, they need to sit their asses down.
Yes. If you're going to be the boss, you got to be the boss. You can't be, but she had to get it off the ground. I get it. Act like you don't want no parts of the show, but you're the executive producer. Like, they had to beg Tanisha for everything.
And she was quitting every other show.
I'm done. I'm not doing it, fam.
Natalie was the babysitter and had to call in Tanisha when things got really out of control.
Yeah,
or Natalie got involved in the drama.
Either
one should be there.
I'd rather see Natalie on the show. I've never seen Natalie on a show than Tanisha. Tanisha's boring. Tanisha's corny.
Well, she grew up. She's not Tanisha that we remember from the Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to fight. She doesn't want the drama.
No, she doesn't. She's a grown up.
Yeah, she's a wife. She's got kids.
But they still got some of these females that are down to fight and
like
all
Natalie.
That yub up. Like Natalie. She's down to fight.
Yeah.
Christina, you got to bring Christina back.
I want to bring her back for this season. Give it a break. Bring some new girls in. Let's get some fresh
blood. Take her out.
Yeah, I'll
bring her back later.
Yeah.
But if you bring them back later, it might not work. Like, you got to get a hot.
So you think you?
Listen, Bad Girls Club didn't pop until to Natalie's season.
But no, Tanisha's season.
Tanisha's season put Bad Girls Club on the map.
Yeah.
Then Natalie made it really put them on the map.
But if you look, they had different girls each season. They didn't bring the same girls back over and over and
over again, trying
to push for something. Like, you got to switch
up the
girls.
That's what I always thought the biggest mistake was with Jersey Shore. I didn't think they should have kept bringing them same people back. After they made the first season, they shouldn't have kept bringing back the same old Guidos. They should have made it they should have switched it up.
Six different people every year on the Jersey Shore, staying in the same house kind of thing.
Yep. That's what I think they should have did.
Okay.
It was stupid to keep having Snooki. It got boring.
Even though Jersey Shore still is a popular show.
I wouldn't watch that shit. Not if you fucking open my eyes with duct tape. I wouldn't watch that shit.
That shit's still going on.
I wouldn't watch that shit. But, like, listen. So, all right, this is no diss to the baddies, but Jocelyn's Cabaret was better than the baddies.
Because they had an agenda.
They had an agenda.
These girls.
No, I won't say an agenda. Let's say they had purpose.
Yeah.
They had a goal. There was no goal in the baddies.
You didn't
None.
Have.
They were just a bunch of bitches living there ready to fight each other.
Yeah.
That was it. Get mad at each other.
Bored is.
They were only there for 10 days.
Because you're in the middle of a pandemic and can't go nowhere and you can't do anything. Like, they didn't even go to the club every night.
Want to hear something funny? They were there for 10 days, and I can tell they were only there for 10 days.
Yeah. And they were ready to go after that 10 days.
There was no progression in the whole thing.
Uh-uh.
I could tell they were there for 10 days.
Yeah.
You could tell it was short. But if you asked me how long they were in Jocelyn's Cabaret, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
No.
Because there was...
A couple weeks. I don't think it's a couple weeks.
There was goals. There was
it wasn't
something to achieve.
Whereas,
a winner, you know?
The Eddies, it just looked like every episode was like the same run-on from the episode before. It was like same drama from the day before. It was back again.
Yep.
Or some stupid manufactured drama that they brought in just to bring up views.
Yeah. Yeah. What a joke.
And the thing is, like, putting all these bitches together, you don't have to manufacture drama. It'll happen.
And then the fact that Tanisha didn't stay in the house was stupid.
Yeah. That's why she shouldn't have been part of the cast. If
she
wasn't
going to
stay in the house, she shouldn't even have been part of the cast.
But like I said, I understand what she shouldn't have been. They should have brought Rocky in.
I think they
should have brought in...
I don't know what happened.
I think they thought it was going to be bullshit. Like, I think they should go digging in that bad girl's bag. Most of these bitches are old now. They're not even girls anywhere. They're OBs.
Yeah,
old bitches. Like, where did I get that from? That was from Rocky. Rocky said that.
Yeah.
A bunch of OBs.
We're all a bunch
old
of
bitches.
Now.
Yeah. They're a bunch of old bitches now.
Most of them are married with kids and try not to be that anymore.
But I'm sure you can get fucking one of them Victor twins.
Their
lives
corny.
Are a mess. They are corny, but corny fucking makes sense. They were some of the best casted females on their season.
I stand the Victor twins.
And what was the other chick that was butt buddies with them from Boston? Judy.
Judy. From Boston.
Yeah, from Boston. Like,
Judy was their butt buddy. That's their best friend.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you got these.
But,
who shined on their season? That's what I'm going to say. Then you can say, like, Tanisha became a star because...
You heard in...
she was the only... I can't even tell you who was on Tanisha's season. Can you?
No.
Besides her?
All I know is, y'all ain't getting no sleep because of me. I ain't getting no sleep because of y'all. Y'all ain't getting no sleep because of me.
Pop off.
Bang it.
Pop, pop.
Bang
pop,
pop.
Pop. She made herself a fucking star from that bullshit. But Natalie made herself a star by, I run L.A.
Yeah.
I run L.A. And then she was talking about that chick's daughter. And that chick that little girl tried to fight her. We don't even know who the girl that was that tried to fight her.
No, we don't.
But we don't even know who was on her season. Like, to be honest with you, I can name who was on.
Think about it, though. Sarah said that Natalie literally emailed, like, 30 different bitches just trying to get cast members.
And they all fucking,
like, I guess
only certain ones said okay.
Or, I mean, if you were in Bad Girls Club and you had beef with Natalie Nunn throughout the years, what are the chances that you're going to be like, you're going to see an email from her like, oh, fuck this bitch. Delete. I mean, Rocky was supposed to be part of the cast. I don't
Rocky
know
was
happened.
A replacement and became a star.
Yeah.
Sarah became is a star. But listen, like,
but that wasn't the same Sarah we saw on this season.
No, that wasn't the same Sarah. She's way different now.
Way different. Like, she was a spoiled crybaby brat. Like, I couldn't stand Sarah on this season.
And
like,
Judy.
Stand her.
And Judy was the star of her season, too. Let's not get it messed up. Judy was the star of her season. Honestly,
Judy to be like an alcoholic.
The best season.
Flop.
The best season ever was Mexico.
With
Rimanelli.
Megan.
Christina. Judy.
Yeah.
And that Judy. Julie.
Like Julie either.
Wait, who else was in that season?
But
they had Blarby.
They kept making Judy out to be in all her seasons like she was a drunk slob. Remember?
Well, she was a drunk slob won Love Games and shit like that.
She
was.
Won.
She was a mess.
She won, though.
She did win, but who cares?
But Natalie tried to set
Sydney. Wasn't Sydney in Love Games, too?
Yeah, the red hair. Sydney.
Yeah. I used to love her, yo.
Yeah, with the red hair. She's been. I wonder what happened to her.
I used to love her.
She's been long gone.
I used to love her. But honestly, the best season of all times to me is Mexico. Megan and Christina and
Rimanelli.
Rima and Julie made that show. I can't name a better season.
That season was good.
That was the best season to me.
The black chick on it that was fucking she's friends with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. She wasn't black. The Indian, the one that speaks Hebrew, the one that was, she ended up getting with Julie?
No, not her.
What was her name?
Replacement.
No, she wasn't. She's like, I speak Hebrew. I speak Arabic. I speak Arabic. She had, like, that weird hair and shit at the top. Like.
Yeah, she was a replacement. She came in after.
Fallon. That's her name. Fallon.
She came in when Christina went home.
Oh, the little chickmunk voice girl? That's Judy. That's Judy's. Look, they got Judy in the front. Judy was the best in that season. That's New Orleans.
I'm talking about this chick. That chick.
Oh, I forget that chick name.
She's in it
because
I see
there. Wait, Las Vegas? I don't know. Click on Mexico. That's Christina's season. That's Christina's season.
Oh, this chick. That's what I'm talking about. That chick right here.
Oh, that's my dog. I'm subscribed to her on YouTube.
Yeah, her.
Damn, what's her name? They sent her home for beating up on Rima.
Yeah. Yeah, then you had Fallon.
Fallon, Judy, Megan,
Blarby.
Blarby, Rimanelli.
Yeah.
Julie. Fallon. Damn, what is her name? I can't remember.
She's beating her up and her
she underwear. Beat the crap out of Rima. What's up, Rima? That was awesome. Yeah, I'm probably the only straight guy that watches Bad Girls Club. I love this shit. And that's no diss, because I know a lot of gay guys watch it.
Let's see. See the cast members. Barbie, Erica.
That's my dog. I'm subscribed to her on YouTube, man. But who was the star that season?
Oh, it's tough. Rima was. Then Megan was.
Yeah.
That's the season where Megan said that she was Obama's stepdaughter.
Yeah. Christina was. Megan got in the most fights. Christina and Megan got in the most fights.
Rimanelli.
Rima got in the most fights. Rima got beat up the most, I would say. I don't think Rima won one fight.
No.
Did she fight Judy, too? Julie?
She did.
Rima and Julie got in a fight, right?
Yeah.
And Barbie got in a fight, too.
I think Rima.
That whole starting cast got in a fight. That was the best
Rima fought
season.
Everybody.
Let's applaud. As a matter of fact, let's applaud that season. What season is that? Season 9?
Season 7.
No, that's season 9.
Season 7.
Season 7?
Yeah.
Wait, season 7?
Whatever it was.
Mexico? Season, yeah. That was season 7? No, season 9. Like I said, man, come on. Don't ever test my Bad Girls Club trivia.
You stopped watching it.
I stopped watching it after that. After that, they couldn't touch that season.
Well, it got corny.
It did.
They stopped putting, they started putting corny girls on it.
They did. They did. Okay, let's get back to the...
Just because you put a bunch of black girls on it, that's going to be good, and it's not.
Yeah, it got weak. You got to have a good mix of...
Yeah.
People with personality, man.
Yeah, it's not about the color of your skin.
Because she's got personality. Personality. I would love, who would you like? All right, before we go, for continued on the reunion, who would you like to see come and be a baddie? Out of all the chicks in this season, previous seasons, who would Kim like to see as a baddie?
I don't know, because there's a lot of them. Like, you go back 30 years, there's a lot. I would like to see Rima Nelly come back.
Rima Nelly. She had such a unique name.
Yeah, she did. And she didn't care. I'd like to see Erica come back.
Yeah, Shottown in this bitch.
I don't care to see the Victor twins.
No?
I don't care to see Julie.
What about that chubby chick right there?
That's her season. Which one?
Oh, what about that chick with the red hair? What about her? Erica?
What was
she? I don't know. She was in Hollywood. I think there was the Hollywood one
I wouldn't mind seeing Sydney come back.
She was corny. She was one of the corny chicks that she was with Shar. Oh, that's the All Stars.
That's Rocky season.
Oh, what's that chick's name right there? Was Sarah in that?
Oh, this is the one that got in a fight on the conversation.
Yeah, she got a fight with Natalie. Damn. Wait, hold up.
Camilla, I wouldn't mind seeing Camilla come
back. Is that Sarah? Yeah, is that Sarah?
Yeah.
Is that Sarah right there?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, Sarah was an all-star? Yeah, Sarah was an all-star.
Yeah, I forget what her name is. She's the one that got in a fight with Natalie.
They said that she had coke or some shit. Like, no. They said she had coke.
Ripping her butt cheeks out and stuff.
Yo, her ass was. She ain't had no ass, though. All right, hold on. Let's see. So who else?
I wouldn't mind seeing Sarah. I wouldn't mind seeing Camilla.
My second favorite season was season Miami, the Miami one, with Christina and Leah and...
I hated the season with Char. Whatever season that was with Char, that was so stupid.
What season is that?
I don't know.
Who are those bitches?
I don't know.
What's that, Bad Girls Club Camden? Bad Girls Club Camden, New Jersey? Yo, oh, man. Where is it at? Let's see. All right. So who was your favorite character from... Actually, this season. For Baddie season 1.
From Baddie?
Bad.
I like 7, but I also like Judy.
Judy?
I didn't really like Judy before this season, but I'm like, yeah.
Me either,
like
yo.
Judy. Like, this showed me that Judy wasn't a punk.
Yeah.
She stood up for herself.
Yes.
And she wasn't the weak little girl that they portrayed her out to be in all the other seasons.
I agree. I really like Judy, man. She got my respect.
I lost respect for Sarah, and I gained respect for Judy.
I still love Sarah.
I could not.
Sarah's got a big old ass. Just did a big old ass.
I can't stand that complaining, whining.
Yeah, she was acting like a little brat.
Yeah.
Entitled little brat.
She was whining to Natalie about every little thing.
I think she took the fact that they were friends to another level.
And maybe Natalie told her that it was going to be something different. You're a producer, so you get to have a
say. It felt like she was trying to be everybody's mom, right?
Kind of. She wanted to be in the middle of everything.
Yeah, she wanted to be in the mix. Remember how she did it in that little pilot they did before they did the show? When they had Rocky there and shit.
Yeah.
And she was handing everybody checks.
That was a conversation. Yeah.
Handing everybody checks. Like, oh, she wants to be the boss. That's what it is. She wants to be the boss.
And maybe Natalie told her that she'd play a bigger role than she actually did. Maybe that's why she acted the way she did. But
she was a producer.
I couldn't.
She was a producer.
Plus, there was everybody else. They were
no.
Else.
It was just her, Christina, Natalie, Christina, Natalie, Christina, and Kenesha and Sarah.
Like
executive producers and producers. They were the only producers.
I can stand
everybody else was just cast members.
Anything that anybody did, she's running to Natalie. Like, Natalie, did you see she did this? Natalie, she smoked her cigarette wrong. Natalie, did you see the way she looked at you? Like,
yeah, and it got to the point where Natalie, and she's like, yo.
Natalie's just like, shut up.
I feel like you can't do something with your friends.
No.
Like, you can't, especially somebody that's going to record you. Gonna record
your
you.
Alleged so-called best friend.
Your friend
is recording.
You're gonna
record
you secretly.
Ammo to use against you, in case she needs it later on.
Who does that?
That means she's already predicting on needing that at some point.
But who does that?
Not
who. If I can't speak with you freely, then you're not my friend.
Nah.
If I can't sit here and tell you how I feel about other people,
right?
And you're sitting there, got a recorder in your pocket, like
right.
You're the FBI?
If we can't talk trash on other people together, then you're not my friend.
Yes.
If I can't trust you to not take that info to that person, then you're not my friend.
Then she had a saga of them.
Oh,
like she was like
30.
Like she was like an undercover agent.
Like she literally was recording the whole show.
Like
the whole 10 days, every conversation she had with Natalie, she recorded.
Like. She's an undercover agent or something, yo. Like, that's crazy.
Time for a secret conversation with Natalie time.
Yeah,
but
what?
Got the phone.
And then she would have never put it out unless she was mad at her.
Right.
So
how many other audio clips does she have of Natalie talking shit on people that she just didn't release because it didn't pertain to this?
What kind of weird cop shit is that? That's weird.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if somebody ever did that to me, I would never talk to them again.
Me neither. That's why I don't trust
like, if I can't sit here, everybody talks shit about other people.
Yeah.
If I can't sit here and talk shit about people with you, like, giggling and shit,
trust you
joking
not
or not, and trust me, like, yo, this such and such, yo. You know what I mean? Like,
my friends are supposed to have my back, not be the first one to dime me out.
To out you, like, yo. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of, I was watching I, Tanya.
Tanya Harding.
The Tanya Harding, Tanya
Harding
story, yeah. And when her mom came into the house, when the paparazzi was all outside of her house, and Tanya actually thought that she was there for support, and she starts asking her weird questions after she was already acting weird, talking about, I love you, acting weird. And then Tanya, thank God Tanya picked up on that her mom was acting weird, and goes in her pocket and she has a recorder.
Yeah.
Asking her weird, hey, so did you do it?
Just trying to
set her up and have her voice on hard copy or something crazy.
She probably gotta go sell it to the blogs.
Like,
use it to make money off of her somehow, some way.
Who does that to people that you allegedly you're friends with,
no.
Or especially somebody you love, your child,
no.
Or a sibling? Who does that?
No, that's why you can't. No, bitches are shiesty.
Crazy.
Your best friend will be the first one to stab you in the back.
Crazy. So, okay. So what else we got on this reunion? Covered that Jason's, Jason Lee was corny.
That's kind of it. Christina and Natalie made up. Sydney and Judy made up. Megan had no reason for being there. That's kind of it. Like,
none. And you know what? Like I said, I watched Jason Lee's stuff, like his show Hollywood Unlocked. I watch his shit, but on this, bro, you look bad, dog. Like,
yeah.
you trying to make women fight, like, it just instigating women fight. Men should never instigate women fighting ever.
No,
I don't care if you're gay or not. Like, men should never instigate women fighting.
That was just corny.
Like you, he was disappointed when they didn't fight.
Yeah, he was.
It's weird.
Sitting back in the corner, like, I wouldn't let that go.
I wouldn't let that go.
Let that go.
Talking about family. That child was talked about. Like, it wasn't even that serious.
Yeah,
she said
she was going to kill her daughter.
Yeah, all she said was your daughter's not going to have anybody to look up to.
Right.
So what?
So be it. Like,
yeah. What are you talking about, bro?
Not all kids
is that worth fighting
parents.
And embarrassing? Is that worth embarrassing yourself on stage, bro? Stop it, dog. Stop it. Stop it.
Not all kids look up to their parents. I don't look up to my parents. So what? Is that a bad
thing? Is that a crime?
It's not.
Like, and it wasn't that bad that she said it. Like, she shouldn't have. But Natalie never apologized for calling her boyfriend.
Yeah, and we still don't even know what was said there. I wish we did.
So you guys pick your agendas, what you want to argue, what you want to bring up. Like, why didn't Natalie have to apologize?
Right.
Like, you know who was the coolest person in the room? Tanisha.
On that reunion?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
But she got big when she needed to get big. Like, Sydney, yeah. Shut the fuck up, Sydney.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know what. You trying to say I don't know what?
Judy didn't cost you Bad Girls Club. Okay, you cost
Judy
yourself Bad Girls Club because you're foolish. You acting too immature. Sydney acts like a young teenage kid.
Well, Jason Lee said in the first part of the reunion, perfect. He's like, you know what? Like, you act like you've got to be the center of attention at all times. And if you're not, you're going to do whatever you got to do to make yourself the center of attention.
Yeah.
Like, she's acting like a clown. If she wasn't the center of attention, she was acting like a clown. And that's exactly how she came off as a clown. So I hope they don't bring her back for future seasons. And if they do, I hope that she gets her act together and doesn't act like that, because that was just obnoxious and
ridiculous. Putting hair and ashes in somebody's sink just to make them mad at somebody else. Who does that?
Cigarette buzz, just to try to get everybody else in the house mad at somebody else. Like,
that's deceitful and weird.
Yeah, corny, petty nonsense.
What if Seven would have gotten a fight with Judy?
Who wakes up and does that? Like, oh, you know what? I'm going to try and get Seven mad at Judy, and I'm going to put pieces of her hair in the sink and leave smoked cigarette butts.
Ashes and turd stains.
What?
I'm going to leave ashes and turd stains.
It got to the point where they almost fought over that shit.
Mm-hmm. And Judy's like, it's not me.
I didn't do that.
It's
being set up. Nobody believed her. Until
Sydney told the truth.
No, they asked her outright, like, Sydney, did you do that? She said yes. She didn't lie about it, but if nobody ever asked her outright, she would have never admitted it. She just sat there for a good, half hour denying it?
Letting them argue. Who does that? Who does that?
Like, there's almost seem like they're about to send Judy home over that shit.
Judy left. Judy left. After a certain time, Judy was gone. Like, you didn't see Judy no more. You're like, where's Judy? Nobody said anything about it. Like, where's Judy?
They said something about her dog. She had to go home to check on her dog.
Judy left. Judy left. She didn't want to be in a room with Sydney. And
she had enough.
She had enough. That's what messed up the show. You can't leave. If you don't leave Bad Girls Club, you get kicked out of Bad Girls Club. You don't leave. Like, you just can't up and leave. Judy up and left.
And the thing was, like, they weren't sending anybody home for fighting, and they had no replacements coming in.
No. So what happened to Megan? At the party.
I don't know.
At Sydney's birthday party.
So
what happened
basically
to that?
came to the episode, had a sit down with Tanisha and Natalie, and they all like, I don't got no beef with you, you don't got no beef with me, cool. And then didn't show up to the Sydney's birthday party, which was the whole reason why she was there in the first place.
That's it.
It was corny. Like, I don't even know why they even brought Megan in. They should have edited her part out.
Completely. Yeah, but these bitches are making money, yo.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
But they got assistants and publicists and shit.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure they are.
For being on a show?
I'm sure they are.
Would you go on a show?
Yeah. You wouldn't?
I would. Would you?
Yeah, I would.
No, I'm not talking about baddies. I'm talking about, would you go on a show?
I would go on any show. I don't care. You wouldn't?
I would.
Even if it was a no-name show, like the real dumbass world, I would still go on a show.
Even if they had to put me in a fake place and shit,
Y'all got to check out the show. It's on Zeus Network. It's called The Real Dumbass World. It is so fucking funny. It's like,
yes, let's applaud
crazy.
That.
I can't even explain to you. It's the funniest show that I've seen
in a long
years.
Time.
Like, we just watched it. There's only 6 episodes, and we laughed at every single episode. It was just so funny, stupid.
Yeah, we should do a recap on that.
Yeah.
How long have we been on here?
Like 45 minutes.
Okay, let's get ready to end it. So, all right, so what would you do? I don't even know what else to say about this shit. Like, it's over. I'm glad it's over. And
they fix it for season 2.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they don't bring back the same girls. I hope they actually bring back new girls. You're saying you hope they bring back the same girls?
Different ones.
Yeah. I don't think they can continue doing the same girls over and over again. It's not going to work. They need new cast members. And they can't go from outside, like, the baddies.
Yeah.
Hip-hop and
I say
make them...
I say stay out of that rest of the reality TV world, because it's not the same as Bad Girls Club.
There's been so many people on Bad Girls Club throughout the years. Like, I'm sure
there's a whole pool of people you can pick from.
Right.
Just do it.
Right.
Pick the right girls.
Don't pick and choose who you're gonna put on there. Just whoever. Well, you can't. I guess you can't.
And you have to have a theme or an agenda or a goal.
Yeah.
That's why the cabaret was so much better.
I don't even care if they go to the club every night. Just something. Like, you got to give these bitches something to do except for just sit around and
fight.
Think about how much they hate each other.
Or figure out how much to fight.
Yeah.
Or whatever to fight over.
Because that's all they're literally doing is, like, sitting around thinking about how to start fights with each other. What to fight over. Like, how much they hate each other.
Watching them ride the bull is something. That would have been, like, a small segment. It was a whole show.
Yeah. That would have been, like, a five-minute segment.
Yeah, or watching them box and shit. Like, come on, man. You got to have cars for them to go out and do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you've
let
got
go
to do something.
Done. Like, let them go get their hair done. Let them go out to eat.
Yeah.
And plus, they also said they were recording in the middle of a pandemic.
True.
So, I guess, hopefully now that the pandemic is kind of over.
It ain't over.
No, it's not, but hopefully it won't, hopefully it'll be a little better than, hopefully it'll be a little better than the last one.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. You got anything else?
Nope. That about ends it. Make sure you subscribe to the channel on YouTube, Slim and Kim Show. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Instagram, Barbershop Talk Radio 1224. Don't forget to share this.
Like, subscribe to the Young Slim.
Subscribe to us on YouTube, YUN9 space SLIM. And that's it. Make sure
see you next
thumbs
time.
Up the video. We'll see y'all next time.
Thank you guys for listening. Peace.